considering, I don't think Justin played any right tackle in training camp. How do you think he did on Sunday?
He did okay. You know, he battled his ass off, and it was a good experience for him. And, you know, if he's put in that position again, he'll be better, expect to be better. But, you know, it wasn't certainly as clean as he wanted it to be. But with that being said, he fought his ass off, and he played pretty well.
I know it's a bottom-line business, but do you have to grade on a curve to some extent? I mean,
I don't grade on curves.
Okay.
There's a job requirement for the Green Bay Packers, right tackle, right guard, center, left guard, left tackle. And that job requirement does not change.
To remember a game where Cliffy maybe had like an allergic reaction or food poisoning or something. Maybe Tennessee.
It was Tennessee, yes.
But I think
that was. I'm not laughing at the fact that, but when you, right. If you could have seen what I saw, it was very. Yeah. I love Chad dearly, of course, and that would be one of those things that. Wow.
Right.
He was very swollen.
It was something.
Hi, Chad.
If I remember right, though, you had Tausch that day, so you still had one of your two starters. To not have both of them, I mean, I know you didn't have Brian the week before, so it wasn't like mm-hmm. a last-minute thing, but
sure.
the fact that your guys did, you know, reasonably well, or however you want to say it, with two new starters, I mean, what does that say to you, I think?
Well, I just think that they're, you know, to be able to go on the fly like that and not knowing up until game time basically where you're going to play and those things, I think it's a credit to the men that they are and the fact that they're flexible enough to be able to go and move and do those type of things. It's a testament to who they are as people and quite frankly, the people that brought them here. I mean, the process that goes through with the draft, free agents and whatnot to get them here. It's a credit to them as well. But certainly by no means was it perfect. It wasn't all bad. It wasn't all good, obviously. We need to improve. We didn't win the game. We didn't do enough to win the game. So, you know, we'll get better, and those experiences that they have moving forward will weigh in big for them. They'll expect to be better. Just what Hubes asked, you know, basically. They're expected to be better.
Credit to their coach, too, a little bit, you think?
I'm sorry?
Credit to their coach, too, a little
Never.
Bit?
Nope.
Okay, so since we're not crediting the coach.
And since you don't grade on a curve and you guys still lost, I'm sorry to ask this anyway, but I know you're an avid reader of Wes's work on Packers.com. reading about what you know, McCray overcame and getting
sure.
an opportunity like this, I know you're – there's part of you that's kind of a softie. I mean,
oh sure.
I mean, just how remarkable is it that this kid is in the? I know he wants to play better. I get that. But
sure.
How remarkable is it that? I mean, holy crap! He's protecting the two-time MVP in a mm-hmm. loud stadium against really good pass rushers because mm-hmm. you don't have either of your starting tackles. You know, as a guy, are you're rooting for him, right? I mean,
yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you know, Jason, it's not like I'm not proud of the work they did. It's nothing to do with that. But the bottom line is to win, as you well know. But I am extremely proud of him. I'm just as proud of him as I am Kyle, you know, moving over, going from right to left. But, you know, with Justin, I mean, he's an inside player playing an outside player. Okay, outside position. Is he really playing? Maybe he is an outside player. I mean, there's a guy with the same body type as him. Tunchilkin played a lot of games too. I'm not comparing him to Tunchilkin. I'm just simply saying that certainly, of course, I'm very proud of the work that he put in. But there's things to clean up. And if he's in there again, he's going to be expected to play better. You know, so, like someone already said, it is a bottom line business. And life, I mean, there's a lot of different things that can go on bigger than football. I get that. But in that moment of 3 hours and those 80 snaps, we have to win. And that's important, you know.
Hey, James, obviously there's only one of you, obviously only one Blasco. How important are Dave and Brian, you know, in that environment to kind of point out those guys through a game like that when they're in a new environment?
I think it's real big. And they had a lot of resources, you know, there with – you know, Brian and, like I said, David did a nice job with them. You know, but then had a really nice resource with Donnie B being there too, because he's been put in that same position. Whereas as a rookie, he has to go and play, as you guys well know, and start and expected to play well and grow at each with each experience. So all those things certainly do help, without a doubt, in the process when you get put in those positions.
Jim, you know, so Barkley's been on IR before, and he knows probably what the routine and how to keep himself involved. But for a guy like Spriggs, who that's a new experience, what do you tell him, you know, what's important for him to do during this time that, you know, because there's always a chance he could be back this year.
Sure.
What do you expect from him, what do you tell him to do?
Well, they have to prepare as if they're getting ready to play every game. And you know, fortunately for them, they work for a place that that enables them to grow even when those things happen. You know, a lot of times you're asked to step away. You don't have to go to things, but they're expected to be in every meeting. They take every single test. They watch the film review, and they're expected to do some film study on their own to help support the room on their own. So we'll give them assignments to make sure that they're still in the football mindset and so forth. But, you know, get healthy and get back, you know, type of philosophy. You're not going to sit there forever, and let's, you know, let's get back to work. But certainly those experiences, you can, you know, a person can choose to make it into a downer, or they can choose to make it into a motivator, or also an opportunity to get better. And those guys that choose to get better, they come back stronger than they were before, because they really can absorb the everything that's going on around them and step back for a second and then go back when you come back forward. So I expect Jason to come back better and stronger and more mindful of what his job is.
Another memory lane question. Not quite as good as Rob's, though, but what do you remember?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Another memory lane question for you.
Oh.
What do you remember about the 1992 game here against the Bengals where Favre threw the touchdown? You were obviously the center that day.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. That was you always, you know, you remember a lot of games, but certainly was the first game we'd won with the new head coach. I believe we were 0-2. We didn't win a game yet, and that was pretty exciting time, obviously. But you know, a couple of highlights. I remember Terrell Buckley scoring a touchdown on a punt return. That was pretty cool, you know. But it was exciting. That went right down to the wire, and certainly it was a great, great victory. It was fun.
Last couple, please.
James, just to go back to getting those two guys ready for this game. I mean, Kyle had gotten ready for a game before that, but now you're moving them. What were the challenges for you as a coach? What were the?
Well, the challenge as a coach is to make sure that he's fundamentally as close as he can, because you know, you're doing everything from right, you know, right-handed to left-handed and left footwork. And although he did take some reps, a little bit in training camp, a little bit sprinkled here and there at left, but maybe some on the service team and whatnot. But, you know, the challenge is to make sure that I think really that sometimes I think that what I've learned about myself and what I've learned with coach telling me that I can have a tendency sometimes to overdo. So, and these things happen. Sometimes less might be more. You know what I mean? So if you sit out there and you just sit there and beat something up, beat it up, sometimes just let the player go play. And certainly coach them hard and get the technique as well as you can. But you got to remember, you got 2 days, you know, really two good hard practices and then a Saturday practice. And at some point, you got to let the player go and go on his instincts. And you have to remember that, you know, Kyle was a pretty dang good left tackle at Stanford. So, hey, you know what I mean? So if it doesn't look exactly right, or it's not what you perceive it to be with a true rookie coming in or something, you have to give a little bit. And so I think you have to be, you know, for myself, learn from those things and you try to press too much and put something on a player, because that can just be a ton that he doesn't really need. He just needs to go play. So that'd probably be the one thing. That it?
So,
yep.
This summer I get a call from a friend who works in the pro shop and says, hey, where do I get bobbleheads from? A couple of your guys showed us the ones that you had made for them.
Oh.
so it's out there now. Whose looks the most like
is the most accurate? And what made you do that? Because it's one of those kind of simple touches from a position coach that is pretty clear from the guys that they really appreciated it. That was pretty cool.
Oh, well, I'm glad that they appreciated that. But I think that might be one of those O-line room things that stays there. If they want to tell you why they're there, then you should probably dig
a little bit. Well, they took them and put them in their lockers, so you can blame them for us seeing them.
But. Is that right? Oh, they put them out so you can see them. Oh, they did. Okay. Well, they're back home now, so they're back where they're supposed to be.
But they weren't supposed to leave the offensive.
Oh no, they were taken. I knew they left for a couple nights. Yes, but they're safely back.
You knew they left for a couple nights.
Yes, I was aware of that. Yes, but as far as what they symbolize and all that stuff, it's one of those things that just stays in the old line room. I think it's better fit there.